I got a thing, it's doing some lines, and look at it go. Boy, that could sound really poor out of context. It's doing some lines.
I got a thing, it's doing some lines, I'm ready to go.
look at me go.
Whoo! Sorry.
Hello.
I had a, nothing. I will. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
Okay.
I was just fiddling on the internet, and I just, out of the blue, I was like, you know what I could stand to do? I could stand to see some live music for my birthday this year. And I was like, who do I like that's on tour? And I said, I really want to see Sarah Jarosz. I have not seen her live. And I was like, I wonder if she has any tour dates. And I'm looking through them, and I'm looking through them, and looking through them. And then out of the blue, bam, April 19th, State College, Pennsylvania, State Theater. And I was like, thanks so much, the world. I'll be there. I'm going to buy tickets right now.
Never heard of that person.
Hey, guys, I'm coming to town on... You shouldn't have.
Okay.
You don't enjoy music that I enjoy.
I like that other chick you took Erica to.
Did she come to Dar Williams with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dope.
I enjoyed her her CDs that Erica bought.
Yeah, she's real good. I just saw her, though. I don't think I can see her again. I could see her a limitless number of times, but this is even better. Or at least as good. Holy shit, am I excited. Let's do the show. I'm pumped.
That's a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. I don't know how I'm going to swing that. I'm just going to drive down and see the show and then drive home, I guess.
Well, we got the show to do.
Well, it's not going to be with me that week.
We can do it early. You can come down here early. We can do this show at like 5:30, and then you can go to your concert.
Maybe. I have to see what time the show is, because I kind of work.
It's probably an 8 or 8:30, I would think.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. Wow. Everything just... I went from like 4 to 11.
Had nothing to do with us or this game, though, so...
No, but I can parlay it over, because I was just having one of those days. Like, I have had... really, what sums it up for me is I have had Mambo Number 5 stuck in my head for 3 days now.
That's weird.
It is really starting to wear on me. All right. Pow, pow.
Bang, bang. You know, I always forget how to... should I always wait a few seconds to say we're live so people have time to click on that link?
I don't know. I don't actually know how it works. Like, if you click on it and we're already talking, does it pick up mid-sentence, or does it start you at the beginning? I don't really know. Somebody should tell us.
Yeah.
Or I could do some research, but that seems unlikely.
Yeah, I'd rather people just told us. This means you. Well, at least UNC Samurai's somewhat paying attention. He sent me a picture of a bottomless Asian man. I'm not sure why, but...
And it says, it's go time. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's strange. Anyway, let's do this show. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 76th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Brian Fellow! No. I'm the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos 72, Sneaky Bean 15, Ray and Ian, the Puzzle Warriors. Hello, folks.
Hello.
Hey.
We're going to rename this podcast Safari Planet.
Yeah, that's fine. you can be Brian Fellows. Up until like... 10 minutes ago, I was going to resign myself to being Lou Bega.
A little bit of America in my life. I don't need the words
good
of that
job.
Song.
That's okay. That's the only line you need.
That's true. That's what I figured. That's all I need is my wife's name, and the rest of that song is inconsequential. Speaking of which, wish her happy birthday, which is 2 days from now.
Right. 2 days?
Yeah, her birthday is the 3rd.
Oh, I thought today was the 2nd.
Today is the 1st.
I was like, I thought it was the day after Groundhog's Day. My mental notes are poor.
There you go. All right, this is the week of the 1st to the 8th of February, 2017. Deadpool Daily Land. Today, Yellow Cage. Thursday, Yellow Rocket and Groot. Friday, Yellow Spider-Man. Saturday, Purple Daredevil. Sunday, Blue She-Hulk. Monday, Red Deadpool. Tuesday, Green Gamora. And Wednesday is a Green Widow. For your 5-day 4-star crash. of the Titans. On the 27th, which was since the last time we spoke, I think. Sure, let's go with that. You had Mr. Fantastic. How did you do?
When was this?
The 27th?
Is that the day? Was that poker day?
That was poker
day. That was.
I didn't win.
I actually did. I was able to pull it off. It was not an easy fight by any means. 3-4-5 at level 209.
Catch his jack. Bang, bang. He immediately posted on Discord, "That bird is a liar." And a picture of Brian.
That's crazy.
I saw how he looking at me. He's crazy.
But in any case, Mr. Fantastic. Yeah. Pulled it off. Long fight. Took me way too many tries.
Yeah.
Used up all my health packs, but...
Oh. I think I won the first time around. I really like Fantastic. I know I'm the only one. Because he does no damage.
Yeah.
Like, man, he does no damage.
Well, that's true. I have been using him on the Carnage fights, and he's just amazing.
Yeah, buddy, because he heals like there's nobody's business.
Yeah.
If he can get him to tank, he ain't going down.
I know it's too late for anyone else to make use of it, but him, Medusa, and Professor X together was just devastating for Carnage. You throw him up against Carnage, because it doesn't matter what team Carnage is on. Your team, their team, doesn't matter.
Lee Harvey, forget about it. I want to party with you. Sorry. Just the way you were saying that, it just, that's what popped into my head.
Okay.
So yeah, I won that one. On the first was Nova. Again, that one was fairly easy this morning. How'd that go for you? Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Well, I will tell you how it went for me. Nova.
I thought that's what he was asking.
Okay. I thought you were going first, but okay.
Oh, sorry.
But Nova, I have him at 255, level 250. I'm getting ready to champ him. I'm hoping that tonight I can get a red. But if not, whatever. But yeah, I destroyed him, like, way easier than I expected. Falcon takes way too long to charge his powers.
Yeah.
I feel, again, that my mine is at a level 70 and that he is at a 101. Mm. So my optimism is low. I was just going to say that I didn't win because I didn't think the likeliness of me trying was very high. But it is Falcon America, so maybe. No, I didn't win. Let's just go with that. just stick with what we know.
Optimism. And then coming up on the next is the sixth is Ant-Man. That one should be a win as well, I'm expecting.
For me as well.
Ian, where's your Ant-Man? What you got?
Oh man, that was unfair. Sorry, let me get plugged in here to this here show that I'm doing, that I'm even a part of. Bring up my roster and I will tell you things as you talk to Ray to fill time.
So is your Ant-Man champed, Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like my... it's one of my top level characters.
Ah, there you go.
Wow.
He is at level 276.
Yeah.
He's pretty much up there.
Yeah, Ant-Man's very powerful. He's a very versatile character. Yours, yeah. Ian, by the way, is at a 023.
Mm. Okay, I was going to say, I have a feeling that my Ant-Man is probably 206 levels lower than Craig's. But, you know, I couldn't be certain. What's he at again? 203?
023.
Oh, okay.
And I really like his yellow, so that's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's Germany's most disturbing home video, so I like that power a lot.
Aunts, aunts, aunts.
You get aunts, aunts, aunts off, you know, you can do some damage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I hear he's really, really versatile and has taken a turn for the better.
Small town crooks for me is like whatever, but.
Yeah, 535, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I got him at.
Yeah, you should give it a try, Ian.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else we got? The good old Webbed Wonder is running still right now. 8,000 and 14,000 get you Yellow Carol. 23,000 get you the Blue Howard the Duck. 51 for the CP. Top 10 get you Drax. And 11 to 50 is Squirrel Girl. Coming up next in Storyland, the return of the Civil War. We don't need your Civil War. It feeds the rich while it buries the poor.
What we have here
is a failure to communicate.
Communicate.
which is the way he wanted. Well, he get it.
He gets it.
I've already have voted like 9 times, apparently, voting again. Still one team cap. I'd rather get me some Spider Women.
Oh, no, you aren't going to be the winner. I did say Team Iron Man.
Of course, because everyone always does.
What? I thought we were used to be Team Cap.
Nope,
all the time.
We've been Team Iron Man every time.
Oh, I want to be Team Iron Man again.
No. No.
I need...
Shush
up. Unlike everybody else, I need rock covers.
Yeah, I think a lot of our alliance needs rock covers.
Yeah.
Well, to heck with them.
I think, I don't know. I don't know how many people might have him champed. I know Craig and I both have him champed. And, I'd like to use Spider-Woman, but...
Yeah, this ain't I'm no okay democracy.
But getting everybody with champed rock covers is also a benefit to everyone, so...
Nope, much rather have Spider-Woman.
Yeah, my rock is close. So that would put me even closer. Mm. And only one of the covers would need to be sold away. Rolk is currently 235. So if I could get him to a 345 and then sell that sixth purple cover that I get. Yeah, that sounds even better.
Nope.
Spider-Woman's probably poo house at best.
What's your Spider-Woman at, Craig?
I think I have one cover.
Oh.
Yep, I have her at 100. So a 211 sounds much better to me.
Mm. See, I think a 345 sounds much better to me than a, what will she be at the end of this? She will be a 231. She is at a 1-2 currently.
Yeah, mine's at 222.
Oh, you nice. Could have a 333.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll change my vote. I got until Thursday.
You do have until noonish tomorrow.
So that's what's coming up in stories. We got a little more Civil War news later. Finishing up on the Soul Gem. Right now, you got your fly fight win with Carol doing her thing. 800 for Yellow Carol, 900 Yellow Nova, 1200 for the CP, top 5 are Howard, and 6 to 50 is Doc Ock. And then rounding out the season is Foul Play. And according to the forum, the progression rewards are exactly the same as fly fight win. Or no, I'm sorry. Yeah, as the fly flight win stuff. So I suppose that's normal, isn't it? The placement rewards become the progression rewards? I don't ever really pay attention. So it's Howard and Doc Ock in progression. Placement rewards not yet announced.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Yeah, no information. Okay, interesting. I haven't even started fly flight win, so what can I expect?
Yeah, in your Civil War. I don't want to go through the list of people powered up. There's way too many to list.
There are.
But yeah, the big debate is your... Alliance rewards, Team Cap gets you Spider-Woman, Team Iron Man gets you Red Hulk. In the progression side, Cap gets you Squirrel Girl, Iron Man gets you She-Hulk. So, like I said, me personally, I'd rather get some Spider-Woman covers.
What are they? Do you guys know what the 3-star covers that they give you?
I just told you.
Nope, zoned out.
Squirrel Girl and She-Hulk.
Which one is which?
Cap is Squirrel Girl.
Oh.
Iron Man is She-Hulk.
Yeah, now we're talking some more points for Team Cap. Plus, they just buffed 5-star Cap. I don't want to be fighting that. Oh, no, he's probably the same. He used to always be effective. You know, that was just for, I guess, personal use is the one that is now even better. All right, so now we're back to even. I don't know, Craig.
I will give you a place to stay this weekend if you vote for Team Cap. Things of note, though, in the Civil War stores, there are Team Cap and Team Iron Man vaults. They'll consist of 80 characters, which have a legendary and one of the required character covers in them. But there's a Civil War Hail to the King legendary store for what we'll talk about next, which is the new Black Panther. It will have a 10% chance for Black Panther covers, 90% chance for any other four-star. Additional tokens can be purchased for 25 command points.
Mm.
So that the Hail to the King token is what you get at what max individual rewards. So if you get to 1.228 million or the Alliance reward for completing level 8, you will get some Hail to the King tokens.
Hail to the King, baby.
Yeah. When I first saw that clue, I was way more excited thinking that somehow they'd gotten there because there is an Ash comic book. And I'm like, oh man, Marvel's doing that. That'd be amazing. But I think that's an independent comic.
No way. Black Bolt confirmed.
So, yeah, you can spend 25 CP for a 10% chance at Black Panther. So there you go. And there's also a Civil War vault which will have in it one Hail to the King token, one random 4-star, and then a bunch of Battery Man and Steve Rogers and other stuffs. And then it says, starting with Black Panther, there will be a 2-week delay before new 5-stars are added to latest Legends after their release event. So as soon as Civil War wraps up, if you didn't get a Black Panther out of that vault, you got a 2-week wait before he's going to show up in latest Legends.
Okay. Reasonable.
Yeah, but won't that make the latest Legends Thanos, Doctor Strange, and Black Panther?
Yes.
That's insane.
Insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain.
Those characters all look fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be a good day to open some legendary tokens.
I suppose. Well, let's talk about Black Panther.
Yes.
Where he at? So, he's got an interesting new power, which I'm kind of digging. His first ability is called Panther's Prey for 9 black. For this power, Black Panther chooses one enemy, creates a countdown tile that while on the board deals extra damage anytime that chosen character takes damage. So it doesn't matter how that character takes damage, it gets amped up.
Yeah, that seems interesting.
Yeah, you get to pick out one person and say, hurt them more.
I also find it odd that that's his only active power.
Yes. So his other two are passives. The second is called Spirit of Wakanda. That is yellow. Whenever the team matches yellow AP and the team has the required amount of team-up AP, the enemy will be dealt additional damage by spending the collected team-up AP. When you make yellow, if you have team-up AP that you never use, it will spend that away to do some damage.
Okay.
So not good for characters who, you know, need team-up AP for something else. And then his final power is called Move or Be Moved, which is red passive. It says, if Black Panther would take a certain amount of damage, for example, at power level 1, 2,787, and at level 450, it is 6,161, he will dodge the attack, negating some of the damage, but he gets stunned for 2 turns. However, when he returns from being stunned or being invisible, he deals damage. So you kind of want to team him up with somebody, like you could team him up with the Big Pun, who could stun him intentionally.
Right.
And then when he becomes unstunned, he comes back and, you know, kicks you in the face. Or team him up with Bubbles.
Yeah.
She can make you go invisible easy. Now, here's the big question. What happens if he gets thrown in the air? Because you know something bad's going to happen, right?
Right. Well known. This is known.
It doesn't say anything about airborne, but...
I don't know. I'm kind of digging his powers. I'd like to try this out.
Yeah, he looks interesting. He doesn't look like a massive damage producer. He looks like someone who increases everyone else's damage, possibly.
Yeah, I'm curious to how much damage that Black Power is really going to add.
Yeah, it doesn't say anywhere.
No, it doesn't. You know, if it's, you know, middle amounts, then it's terrible. If it's huge amounts, then, you know, what do you do?
Well, he is a 5-star. I have to imagine it's going to be a fairly decent amount.
Significant, right. Yeah.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Maybe you could throw him in with your X-Force Deadpool and X-Force Wolverine, and you could really level somebody completely in one turn. You know, you pick one of their characters' most hit points with your Panther's Prey, and then throw out your countdown for what, and then blow them all up, and then that person's taking even more damage. You know, somebody has a huge amount of hit points, you might be able to just squash them with all the leftover from countdown for what pouring over into the next person.
Sure.
There you go. I don't know. He sounds interesting. I wouldn't have made Black Panther a 5-star character, but, you know, he's a movie tie-in, so I get it.
Sure. I think he's getting his own movie.
He is? Yeah.
There you go. That should be enough. All right. So here's your update thus far. At level 70, with one red and one black, in an absolutely miracle start, my first 7 matches made criticals. Like, my first turn was me generating 7 criticals against Falcon America.
Wow.
Oof.
And, I mean, I'm level 70, so it did barely nothing. But it just kept going. Like, I was like, this is the best. I just keep generating AP. And then I hit him with probably 9 takeoff slash rocket mans and, like, 2 danger zones. And by the end of the match, I got him down to about 8,000. But... here's the rub. Because, you know, clearly you can deny, it doesn't even, you don't even have to try to deny 14 red. He's never going to get there. 14 red. That's outrageous. I never knew how much outrageous it was until I just played this match. So I was not worried about getting attacked by him. But man, once he throws out those Wings of Liberty, the match becomes so unbearably tedious that I think I'm not going to be able to go any further because I'm here on the screen and I can take him up from 70 to a whopping level 74.
Yeah, that doesn't really seem worth it.
Does the your Nova Red have to be a certain value before it throws people in the air?
No. Rocket Man throws people in the air, take off, throws out some. So I threw him in the air a bunch of times. Threw him in the air.
Because, okay. I mean, that's a good way to let you build AP while,
yeah,
you know, he can't do anything.
Right, for two turns, and then he falls, and, you know, he either does a pittance of damage or he's throwing out his shields and it does one damage.
Right. But at least while he's in the air, you can keep trying to match his shield where you can make all the red.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful ability. I just don't feel like even at a level 74, and if I go in and throw on some boosts,
the yellow is what did the damage for me. The pew-pew. Mm.
Yeah. Cursed Nova Blast.
Yeah. So there you go. Live updates.
Yeah. Not optimistic.
Okay. Next is a minor grape. We got the 119 release notes. Hey, there's a clue in them for new character.
Okay.
Here's the clue. Hail to the king.
Hail to the king, baby.
So, you know, we thought it had to be Ash Williams for sure.
Black Bolt.
But no, turns out, unexpectedly, due to the loading screen changing, it said, hey, don't worry, you had 5 minutes to look at the clue. Here's Black Panther. So, I don't know. I missed the days, that the clue came out like 2 weeks before the new character did. What else in 119? If you're buying out Logan's Looney's deal for the new year, that ends tomorrow.
Oh, man.
They've updated the level up buttons.
Yeah.
They did.
What do they do now?
They level up no more partial levels.
Oh, even faster now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The hero apparently was a fix for Civil War. The boss mission and boss events will not start disabled when you're joining a new alliance.
Oh.
And then it says players no longer get stuck in a rare loading screen that never goes away when purchasing a comic pack. I'm assuming that means a token.
Right. I think that's a cover.
Yeah. And then various. Then it just says bug fixes.
Nice.
So there's a lot of fixed bugs out there that will not be reproducing.
I wonder if one of them is the one that, did I even mention that last time? The one where if you're in a wave and you switch targets, you're suddenly not attacking the person that's up front?
I remember experiencing that, but I remember you saying that.
Okay.
I don't know if you said it on the show, but I remember you saying it.
Yeah, it was weird. I haven't noticed it recently, so maybe that was one of the bug fixes.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's really the news that's fit to print. All the news that's not fit to print we can't say on this podcast because it's a family show. So, Ray, what's in the mailbag? I'll check on and see what's on the Discords.
Yeah, you do that. And I expect to be interrupted here in about 3, 2, 1. Because there's a Dazzler comment on there.
There is. It's case, awesome.
It's pretty good. We got a tweet, I believe, from a Ian Harrington who asked, any thoughts about Legion being the next 5-star?
That would be awesome, but again, not going to happen. He's an X-Men character.
Yeah, exactly. That was my first thought as well. So I think it would be an interesting character. It might end up being something like Gwenpool because his powers, he really doesn't have full control of his faculties. But it's not going to happen in any case. So, hey, Joe asked us if the all this preamble, if it got kept in the main release. And yes, it did. If you listen to last week's episode, there's like 7.5 minutes of stuff before we actually get into Puzzle Quest.
That's crazy!
And he also asks, and I'll let you guys answer this, why do you try to avoid the Facebook group? I think we've actually covered this before, but...
Yeah, I think we have too.
Again, my answer every time is the same. You people post spoilers in there. I don't want those. That is all.
My answer is identical to Craig's. Also, it's on Facebook. So that's a detractor right there. I only allow myself one day a week of Facebook, and that's Friday because it's my long day at work. I just don't like to look at Facebook outside of that. So it suffers from that. But otherwise, yeah, it's just the spoilers.
Yeah, I think the main thing is, even after, like, when somebody posts spoilers directly, it's been flagged fairly well and hidden. Like, the post is actually, hey, there's spoilers in the comments, and then the comments contain. But then it seems like once that's up there, people feel free to comment on other threads with what they learned in the spoilers. And as it turns out,
that
completely ruins the effort of hiding the spoiler.
Right. There has been more than one time I've gone to that web page and went, wait, what? You know, and then I get angry and I close it. So I just don't even bother looking at it anymore.
Hulk angry.
Yeah.
Crack smash.
BBF2 said he was confused by the Francis clue. You guys already did X-Force Deadpool, and he hasn't been modified since then. And then a few minutes later posted a response to himself and then says, and then literally 2 seconds after posting, realized who else Francis could be referring to. Yeah, I did the exact same thing. I didn't know what it was until Craig explained it, so... Parandiak wanted to mention that Marilyn Manson just released a new album called The Pale Emperor. It's a few months back.
Still.
But he said good stuff. It was he was featured on John Wick and possibly going to be featured again in the sequel. So there you go. That's what Marilyn Manson's up to.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe also commented that he couldn't understand that Craig actually knew Marilyn Manson.
I've seen Marilyn Manson live. I've seen his butt cheeks.
You heard it here first. Craig has seen Marilyn Manson's butt cheeks. Sure.
Yeah, this is true.
And it was a good show. It would have been better if, you know, stupid Courtney Love had bothered to show up. But it was still a good show.
Hole was opening for Marilyn Manson?
That is correct.
Yeah. Huh.
And then apparently they had a falling out with Marilyn Manson at all. So she bailed on the tour.
Classic Courtney Love.
And we ended up watching a band that I don't even want to say who it was here.
Well,
because
I'd
have to edit it anyway.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I wish I knew why I didn't know this story.
Oh, yeah. It turns out the opening band was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Really oh. Bad. Hold on. I think I just pieced together who it like has to be.
They've got the word Nashville in their title.
Nashville in their title.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're excellent.
No. No, they were not.
Oh, I saw them. I saw them at the Crowbar. They were wonderful.
They were terrible in Pittsburgh.
Oh, sorry about that.
I can confirm that. Now, okay. I've only seen one show, but it was bad. Yeah. It was.
I mean, I think that they were all really high and drunk and just had no control over the music they could play. But they did not put on a good show. Manson, however, was very good. I enjoyed him.
Yeah, the times that I have seen him, he was fantastic. I think I saw him on... let's say Ozfest, if that ever happened. If not, it was some other fest. But yeah, he puts on a fantastic stage show. Yeah, that's all I got.
Hey, the next thing I have is Pelon Manic. There we go. That's probably how it's pronounced. He says he's really interested in trying the Punisher Blade Strange team that I had mentioned. He said that he uses Dokken with Blade and Strange in good goon nodes, focusing on purple black so that Dokken is out front, take all the damage, and just regenerate it. So if you don't have 4-star Punisher, there you go. There's another combo to use Blade and Strange. Of course, you also have to have Strange, but...
Still don't have him fully covered.
Yeah. He is awesome when you get him.
That's what I hear.
He is a little weak. I will tell you that I've been trying to extend my use of that team into, actual named fights. Doesn't work so well, because Strange takes some damage and goes owie and runs away. Mm. So he's not a, you know, end-all, be-all, but he's still good for the goons.
Yeah, mine's only a 3-5-3, so he's not still not there yet. Him and Thanos still not champion for me.
I expect to get the last Thanos cover that I need from the simulator.
I have mine at 2-4-5, so
he's
not going to make it there today.
And, yeah, short on listener comments this week, but the last thing that I have is from FAHQ 1977, which is an ad to cure your Daily Deadpool Big Enchilada Blues.
Okay.
Daily Deadpool getting too rote, your big enchilada team leaving you bored? Well, if you act now, you and your alliance can too join in the Daily Deadpool Challenge. How can I play, you ask? Good news, it's super easy. For each Daily Vault, come up with an enchilada challenge that can be shown on a screenshot for all Alliance members. Some examples include most locked tiles at once, most green tiles on the screen at once, most strike tiles at once, lowest collective health points before a victory, complete with only one-star characters. Hat tip to Pyro of Lock and Load for leading their alliance in their effort to make the Daily Deadpool more fun. So I thought that was a kind of a cute idea of...
When the challenge becomes knock someone unconscious with click, click, boom, I am totally on board.
So you could do that.
Because it turns out that's how my Daily Deadpool goes every day.
I'm sure. But yeah, that's it's kind of an interesting idea to give your alliance, you know, competitive measure. Have them try and do different things with the enchilada to make it a little bit more interesting. I still find it interesting, but I do always use the same characters, and none of them are really big damage. They're kind of all utility, so it makes it a little bit more of a challenge. Yeah, in any case, I thought it was a cute idea.
Yeah.
And that is all that is in the listener bag.
Holy smokes. So yeah, let me comment about this Dazzler thing here. So, Cactus Jack...
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he sent me a little cartoon here in the Discord. Apparently, there was an Ash versus Marvel Zombies mini run featuring Dazzler, and it shows Dazzler talking to Ash, and Ash checking out Dazzler's feminine wiles, saying that he is very impressed by her. So, there you go, Dazzler.
It's not a very subtle comic.
Well, not anything with Ash is not going to be subtle in any way.
That is true.
Went into my hand and went bad.
If you ever get a chance to watch Ash vs. the Evil Dead that's showing on... Is that on...
Stars.
Stars, yeah. It is extremely graphic and extreme... Oh, way, way over the top, but entertaining. So entertaining.
Oh, man. Cracks me up. All right, Ian, what time is it?
Oh, I suspect it is time for the
feature character of the week. This week brought to you by Economy at Rest. Free Wi-Fi? Who needs it? Continental breakfast? Sure, if you're Paris Hilton. Economy at Rest is the no-frills motel for the average Joe just looking for a place to crash. Economy at Rest. Check us out today.
Place sounds gross. Even I don't want to stay there.
It's remember the place we stayed in Atlantic City that the floors were at like a 40-degree angle? You remember that? And Dax and Jody showed up and slept on the floor. Do you remember this? It was like a Red Roof Inn or something.
Vividly. I wish it was as nice as a Red Roof Inn, because those are some really disgusting hotels. This one was fantastically gross.
So there's that place, and then I remember another place when my one friend got married in Jersey many, many years ago. We stayed in a hotel where you walked up to a iron barred window.
Sure.
They slid a key through a 1-inch high window, you know, slot to give you the key, you know. And all the windows had bars on it. It came with no soap or shampoo or anything. Oh, man, that place was foul.
I think I stayed at that place, except it was in Virginia. I was on my way down to North Carolina or South Carolina, one of the Carolinas, whichever one has the Outer Banks. Either way, we stayed at this place, and... the air conditioning didn't work, and the bathtub had all sorts of standing water in it.
Oh,
and I went to turn on the television, and it was nothing but snow, so I went to look behind it to see if I could fix it, and the cable had been physically cut by a knife. And it was just hanging out frayed. And it was just so hot. I had to sleep on top of the covers because the beds looked so gross. It was the worst night's sleep I've had in a long time. Oh, this is sad. Wonderful memory.
Well, that sounds terrible.
It stinks. All right, let's talk about the featured character of the week.
Francis.
If you would like a background story for this featured character of the week, please watch Marvel's Daredevil, available on Netflix, Season 2.
Not a sponsor, right?
Yeah. Frank Castle, the Punisher, got home from being a soldier. His family got killed. and then he killed everyone else. The end. He continues to this day. He lives near Hell's Kitchen. The 4-star version, unlike the 3-star version. Let's see what this guy does. Lots of things.
Oh, he's amazing.
I hear good things. He is seems to be a black, blue, and green character. Let's talk about these powers. Punish, phase one of his black ability. It costs 10 black AP. He deals 556 damage plus 93 damage for every friendly strike tile on the board. That sounds dope.
Yeah.
More damage plus more damage for friendly strike tiles. More damage plus more damage plus more damage plus. It just keeps going on up and up and up. Eventually, he is dealing 4,544 damage plus 756 damage for every friendly strike tile on the board.
That's outrageous.
That's silly. That is outrageous. Now, in the event that all of your allies are stunned or downed, this switches and becomes an army of one. Army of one, it'll cost you 7 black AP. It creates one strength 18 strike tile, then deals 695 damage plus 130 damage for every friendly strike tile on the board. If any of your allies wake up, it switches back to punish. In the meantime, one strength 18 strike tile, 1,000, deals more damage and more plus damage. Then he makes two strike tiles for less, only 9 each, but he does more damage and more plus damage. Then he still makes two strike tiles for 18 each, more damage, more plus damage. Two strike tiles for 18 each, more damage, more plus damage. So this fella is now creating two strength 36 strike tiles, dealing 5,376 damage plus 940 damage for every friendly strike tile. Outrageous. Man, I should get me some of that ability. It looks very effective. Does anybody remember during Crash of the Titans? Does it immediately switch? Is it only Army of One? It should never be registered as Punish, correct? Because he has no allies?
No, I think they actually have to be down.
Or is it stuck on Punish? Okay.
And no, I don't remember for sure.
I do not remember at all.
All right. Someone who remembers, tell me. Thanks. And I'll tell you about Merciless Charge. It's his green ability. It costs you 10 green AP. It stuns allies for 2 turns and deals 639 damage to the enemy team plus 574 for every downed enemy. Okay. Stuns for 2, more damage, more bonus damage. Always stuns for 2, bonus damage and regular damage increase steadily. Until you stun allies for 2 turns and deal 2,598 damage plus 3,372 damage to the entire enemy team for every downed enemy. Weapons Expert. It's his blue ability. It costs 8 blue AP. He creates one strength, 65 black strike tile. It's got a passive component. Friendly strike tile strength increased by 8%. Let's see. As he goes up in levels, strike tile gets bigger, and the increase is 12%. Strike tile gets bigger, and the increase is 16%. Bigger strike tiles increases 20%. And lastly, and mostly, he is dealing... let me make sure there's not another tier to this. Strength goes up. So anyway, 3 black strike tiles, strength 144, and the passive ability is increasing your friendly strike tiles by 25%. He seems very powerful.
Yeah. He loves him some strike tiles.
Yeah, and loves doing damage. As he does in the story, this Punisher seems to enjoy a target-rich environment.
I suppose with all those strike tiles, he's got to be fun to pair up with Nova, right? Because Nova makes lots of street cheap...
Yet to do that. I normally use him with Blade for all those Blade strike tiles.
Yeah.
Nova is a definite possibility, especially since I'm going to be championing him soon.
Mm. Yep, as much as I hate Nova as a person, man, he's strong.
I like that you have a personal beef with Nova.
My Punisher is currently at a 5-2-3.
Okay.
But I have him leveled as much as possible because his ability to just really... He turns Blade... What is Blade's green power? It's Thirst. He turns that into just a devastating machine. It is really nice.
Nice.
I've got mine at 5-3-4. He's level 209.
I don't recall mine. I want to say it's 1-5-3.
Mm.
And he's at a, I put him up to whatever his maximum level was so that I could participate in a recent Clash of the Titans and win.
Right. Yeah, the green power I rarely use just because it stuns, you know, teammates.
Yeah, right.
But it does get really strong.
Right. Fortunately, I mean, it's the power that I have, and I have no teammates in Crash, so it was not a hindrance in any way.
Sure, right.
I could just keep stabbing poor Carol Danvers. So how do you guys hope to build him or aspire to build him or build him currently? I know how you build him currently. You just told me.
Well, yeah,
so
don't tell me that again. Yeah, that's all the covers I got.
Right. Based on the information you've just gained, what do you think is an effective build?
I mean, I would probably use him with someone else who's making tiles. So I'm probably would go with like a 5-3-5.
Yeah, I don't really have an argument against that because, like you said, the blue doing an increase of 25%.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is, yeah. You put out a bunch of strike tiles. That really adds up.
Yeah.
And the fact that the number of strike tiles on the board then just completely make punish so devastating. I mean, the level I have, he does 4,000 points of damage with punish, but an additional 672 with every friendly strike tile. You throw a blade or a Nova in there and put strike tiles up, or possibly even a bullseye.
Right.
Whew, sure.
That damage goes through the roof quick.
We got a Discord note from Jeff the Cardassian Cascadian. And he's saying that he uses Punisher at 5-3-5 with a 5-5-3 Nova.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's using Nova to make some tiles, and then Punisher cranks him way up, and he starts chucking people into the air. Yeah, it's crazy.
There you
go. That does sound crazy.
I'm going to have to try that. You heard it. At some point.
You heard it here first. Nova, or not Nova, Big Punisher, 5-3-5, confirmed.
Hey, you want to make the third a Professor X, make him invisible, and just constantly pump the damage of those things?
Pump up the damage, pump up the damage, pump up the damage.
Pump up the damage, dance, dance. that's good jam.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Frank Castle, otherwise known as Francis.
Don't call him that.
any one of you meatball, I don't even remember what the line is. Any one of you what's? Call me Francis and I'll kill you. Dirtbags? Is it Dirtbags? No one? No one's helped me out here?
I'm not sure what you're referencing. You'll have to be more specific.
It's from Stripes.
I haven't seen Stripes in an unreasonable amount of time.
Oh, apparently it's just guys. Any of you guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you. And then the you know, the sergeant says, lighten up, Francis. So there you go. All right, let's move over to Dying on the Vine. Mine is sad.
Oh, no.
I've still got two blue chulks. I've got a 3-star Strange that's dying. Those all make me sad.
What's up with that?
I have all the purple I can stand.
Mm.
So that's what I got.
Mine is a whole bunch of 2-stars, mostly for Black Widow and Magneto, because I have them at like 5-2-3 and 2-5-5, and I just can't get the covers I need. But I've also still got the one green Venom and the 2 yellow Novas. And the 1 yellow Nova is going to expire tomorrow. So if I don't get a red Nova tonight, it's going to be time to purchase a red Nova.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'll be traumatic for Craig.
It will be.
I want to be here for when that happens.
It makes me so sad that 120 CP get thrown around like that.
Yep, thrown straight into a champion.
That is 6 covers. 6.
With a really high percentage chance of getting more covers that I can't use. Yeah.
Could be 6 5-stars. It could be anything.
That can't be. It can't be.
It could be a boat.
I understand to you it could be, but to me, I know my luck. I will get 6 more yellow Nova and sell them all off and be very sad.
Oh, and UNC Samurai is the worst human on the planet.
Oh, no.
He just said he's going to use 720 CP to throw into Old Man Meatbag.
What's that do?
To buy one cover.
Oh,
yeah, I don't think I could ever do that.
Oh, that's so... Oh, just hearing that hurts.
He's currently at 566 CP. He's saving himself up to 720.
Oh, that's so much CP.
Yeah, I would just go with the random number generator and take my chances for that many covers. My
yeah.
God.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Hurts me. Think hurts of, my soul.
Yeah.
That's 36 classic tokens.
Yeah, that
that's,
hurts
that's
my soul.
Lot.
I hear you. Think of all the... When they rerun... Doctor Strange. Think how many Doctor Strange Sanctum Sanctorum tokens I could open with that. Oh.
Anywho.
Well, good luck, Mr. Samurai.
Ian, you got anything?
No, I keep my vine. My stuff has like 2 days on the vine max. I either deal with it immediately and try to foresee the future, or I sell it immediately. Mm-hmm. I can't. I'll try to keep some stuff on there for the segment's sake, but I don't have anything right now.
I will sell no vine before it's time. Brought to you by the vineyards of Ernest and Julio Gallo.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. All right, did you get anything good this week? Anybody get anything?
I got a green Venom. That was nice.
I got something that I remember telling people I got, and I've completely forgot what it is.
Sorry, I cannot help you this week.
People don't remember either.
I know.
Dang.
I paid you no heed. I apologize.
My reward of the week, so I there's a couple things I might mention. I did manage to get my first purple Natasha Romanoff, the 5-star.
Oh, nice. No more red in the ledger?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's all she's good at. But really, my reward of the week, though, was opening a standard 2-star token and getting a Moon Knight Lunacy.
Yeah.
That made me very happy.
Rightly so. That sounds like a fun surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not 1-2-4.
Let's open some tokens.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
They will be brought to you this week by this guy.
All right. I'll go first, I guess.
Somebody click a button.
Let's see. What do I do?
Scratch him under the chin.
Are you sure?
No.
I found his chin folds were ineffective. I think I'm going to poke him in his left eye. Take that, Thanos. Oh, nuts. 5-star. Oh, nuts. Thanos.
I want a 5-star Thanos. Should I poke him in the left eye then?
Apparently.
His left eye? Or the left?
Yeah. What do you mean? It's the same.
The same as what?
Dead air.
Wait, how is that confusing? There was only one option to poke him in his left eye. He only has one left eye.
Well, you just said the left eye. So does that mean his left eye or the left eye?
I didn't poke myself in my own left eye.
Well, no. As I'm looking at his face, it could be the eye on the left, which would be his right eye.
No, I said his left eye.
Is that like stage left?
No, stop it. There's no dispute.
I'm poking him in the left eye.
All right.
No, I got a crabby 4-star.
Oh, man. I hope it's not a Red Hulkbuster.
Good lord, it's another Star-Lord.
Purple?
No, yellow, but not that it matters.
Oh, did you already champion him?
No.
Oh.
It's just I never get the... Oh, no. Ah, I already have him fully covered. I should just champion him. How about that? I've got ISO.
It doesn't matter. It's completely useless. Oh, wait, no.
There you go. Hey, that gives me a Latest Legends token. I'm going to open that one, too. What do you think about that?
Go for it.
I'm going to poke him in the nose this time. Hey, look, Ray, it's a red Nova.
Oh, you stole my red Nova.
You're a monster, Craig.
That took that random number generator and just stole it right to me. No red Novas for you. You're going to get something
while
it's
still,
I want.
It's still on red Nova.
Hurry up, click it in the nose.
No, I got sunglasses.
Oh, nice. I like Kate.
Kate Bishop, looking for trouble.
Looking for nub in all the wrong
places.
Looking for nub.
Unts. Ties. Fee times a matey.
Oh, I remember when Eddie Murphy was funny.
I do too. Man, if only that wasn't so long ago. The 80s were so long back when he was funny. Oh, and then he made a bunch of garbage.
No way. Then he realized that he could show up for work in his sweatpants.
Well, that was later. That was
voice
like
bad anim-
that was after voice- 2000 stuff.
Right.
In the 90s, he made garbage.
I didn't even know he worked in the 90s. I thought he was busy getting Spice Girls pregnant.
Yeah, you could do that too. You could give them what they want, what they really, really want. Funny stuff.
Yeah, she. I watched a television show that had her on it. I believe it was also starred Bear Grylls. And she was like, he's like, hey, I hear you and Eddie had a baby. And she's like, yep. He's like, and he's like, she's like, nope. The end. That's the end of that story.
That, you are correct. Next.
Yep. Everybody else was like forthcoming with stuff about their life. And they were like somewhat interesting. And Marshawn Lynch was hilarious.
I could see that.
just because he was so, you know, him hanging out with Bear Grylls in the wild was so inappropriate.
Did they find any Skittles in the wild for Marshawn Lynch to eat?
They did. they most certainly did.
Oh, man, the tracking down the elusive wild Skittle. They're very hard to find.
Bear Grylls can do anything.
That's true. Oh, man. So speaking of nature and Brian Fellows. So I'm watching, Dan Le Batard and Poppy this afternoon, and they did a whole segment on some nature show that talked about how lemurs eat these millipedes that contain cyanide in them, and the lemurs get all high on the cyanide, and then it spent like minutes showing you all these stoned lemurs because they eat these millipedes, and then they start like dripping saliva out of their mouths from the poison, and then they curl up and take a nap.
That seems reasonable. I can't imagine there's that much more to do on Madagascar.
Yeah, Bumani Jones seemed very sad that they can get over so easy on just eating some millipedes instead of, you know, other options available to humans. He's like, what, cyanide kills us, it gets them to where they want to be. Man, it makes me laugh. Anyway.
So,
that was opening the tokens brought to you by this guy.
Yeah, so your latest update, I've been obsessed with this most of the show. I boosted him up to level 74 and started using boosts. Uh-huh. The second time and it was crazy. The second time I fought him, it was going great. I fought him down to, he had just north of like 1,000 hit points left before he killed me. But, I have not been able to reproduce that since. I've just been struggling. He's been getting yellow off and reducing my damage. So I think I may have fought my last fight against Falcon America and have to call it an evening. I think I'll just take a minute to tell the kids about the soon-to-be-named podcast network.
Tell them all about it.
It is a network to which we belong as the Puzzle Warriors. You can check it out at soon-to-be-named-network.com, possibly soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It has a exciting variety of additional podcasts. If you're looking to fill your life with more mirth and merriment, you should please check it out. Warning, several shows contain me, also Ray, sometimes Jared, occasionally Joe, but there are some shows free of all the aforementioned people, so check those out as well. It's all available at Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can also get direct links on the Puzzle Warriors 3 website. That is all.
I'm clicking on buttons and I don't know what I'm doing. All right, so that's I think all we got for this week. Anybody got anything else? All good?
My only thing is, hey, now that I have a champion Nova, what should I have him at? I currently have him at 355.
I like 553, personally.
Does a lot of Rocket Man damage.
Because I never use the crash power of Danger Zone.
Right.
So having it do more damage doesn't affect me all that much.
Its strike tiles are significantly stronger.
Right. So, but... you know, his other powers are much faster to go, so quite often I'm spending my time worrying about making yellow and red. Firing the yellow and then firing the red to hurl somebody into the air. If I get the black, that's nice, but I like to go yellow-red.
Interesting. Okay. I'll have to try a couple builds and see how I like it. I started using him, like I said, with Professor X, and those strike tiles just get ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sweet. Quick show announcement. I have officially rostered that Thanos that I just got, so there will be no future incidents.
Good job.
Good times. All right, so that's all for this week then. As always, thank you folks for kindly joining in. We're all excited. Wait, how's it go? You're all invited back next week to this here... Dang.
Again, I don't know what you're referencing.
You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heap at helping of your hospitality. No?
No Beverly Hillbillies
this week.
So now
it's time to say
week.
Goodbye to Jeb and all his friends. Kind of like to thank you folks for... I don't know. I'd like to thank you folks for kindly joining in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heap and help in our hospitality. Yeah, that's it. Beverly Hillbillies.
Thank goodness. I was worried.
I haven't seen that show in ages, man. I'm losing it. Losing it.
Alpha Team says, y'all come back now, you hear?
There you go. Need me some Jethro Bodine. check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Check the podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, or wherever else you like to get your podcast. If you want,
why does Jethro have a different last name than the rest of his family?
Because he is Jeb's nephew.
Oh, okay.
Good catch. Yeah, all the rest are Clampets.
Right.
And yeah, it's Jed's. Yeah, I think it's Jed's sister's son.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a Bodine. Yeah, it's Jed and Ellie Mae. I forget what. I don't know if they ever tell you what Jed's dead wife's name was. I'm sure they probably did once, right? I don't know.
Wait, Jed's a widower?
Yeah.
I thought Ellie that Mae old lady in the rocking nowhere. Chair. I thought the old lady in the rocking chair was their mom.
No.
Who's that?
That's their aunt.
What?
That's Granny.
I thought it was our aunt.
No, that's. Well, I'm sorry. It was Granny. Sorry. That's Jed's mom.
You are not a credible source.
What do you want from me, man?
For Clampett trivia. This is outrageous.
Yeah, sorry. That was Granny. Apparently UNC Samurai is all about the Clampett trivia. He says, clearly Ellie Mae's mother's name was Rose Ellen, as referred to in the episode, Duke Steals a Wife. So I'm hoping he read that. He knows that off the top of his head, and he's just really fast at the Googling, because if you know that off the top of your head, then, man, we need to do some TV trivia some night. Oh, man, that is good stuff. All right. Comments, suggestions, hate mail, all those things. You can send to us via our webpage, via the Discuss feature, on the Twitter, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or on the D3 forums, forums, whatever. In the general chat where Ray posts the show. Man. What else is there? If you're going on to the Amazon to buy your girlfriend / wife / mistress, or a person you just really like, lots of Valentine's Day things, click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage and send us a little present too. We'd really appreciate it. Or you could go straight to the source. Go to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. I'm sure your wife has been eyeing up that sweet Puzzle Warriors t-shirt, or, you know, I don't know. Maybe we should get some Puzzle Warriors lingerie on there or something.
Maybe. Puzzle Warriors 3 edible underwear.
He can have Nova on it and say, pew, pew.
Why would it say that? That doesn't sound erotic or interesting. It just confuses me. And it sounds like you could misread it, and it sounds like, pew, pew. No one wants that on their underwear. terrible choice.
So what were you saying, Ian?
Oh, I was saying April 19th, Sarah Giroux at the State Theater. I'm going to go. If anybody out there wants to go with me, let me know by Friday, so I'll buy an extra ticket. Just, I don't know who else is going to. I can't think of, it doesn't sound like something one of you two would enjoy.
Since I've still never heard of this person, you've told me her name 3 times and I still don't know what it is?
It's okay. It really made my whole evening. So that's all I got.
Okay. So I think that's it for this week. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it all comes full circle 28 days later. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
That was an overrated movie franchise.
Hmm.
The zombies in that were way too fast.
Nah, that was scary. It was creepy. I liked it.
They were so fast!
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all. But I do like, with Cillian Murphy. That guy's dope.
Oh, I like that guy. He's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He was a good, good hero. Hmm. One of his only roles where he wasn't a despicable person.
Huh.
Oh, also, bye, friends.
Closing it down.
Shutting it down. Right. Shut it down now. To the left, y'all. Everybody clap your hands.